This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Wall Street played a game of chicken with its all-time high. Today, traders on the Dow danced right up to it and then got shy at the close. One does wonder, though, what the markets make of the shenanigans down in Washington, because without putting too fine a point on it, inaction seems to be the current MO. Much has been made of the GOP's unwillingness to negotiate, but Marketplace's Eve Tro explains that in business, doing nothing is a strategy, too.
Ed Brodo helps all kinds of people and institutions negotiate. He says not negotiating happens all the time in business. It's deal or no deal. Will we make money or lose money?
In the business world, they're much more pragmatic about this. There's no excuse for not getting the job done because you have to be responsible to your shareholders.
But politicians have a much different relationship with constituents. Looking tough can take precedence over practical matters.
So they'll go out and make all kinds of outlandish statements, and we're not going to do this, and we're going to do that. And then they get into a closed room and they make a deal.
Which is what will eventually happen, he says. But it looks like they'll go over the edge first. Thomas Kohan at the MIT Sloan School of Management says that happens in labor negotiations. The sequester situation reminds him of a 1981 air traffic control strike. The industry and the union were too beholden to their constituents.
Both parties allowed themselves to get backed into those corners, and the result was a disaster for everyone.
Lots of jobs and money lost. An entire industry had to be rebuilt. John Siegel is a mediator in the Washington, D.C. area. He works with families. He says all the nasty language being thrown around shows politicians still haven't kicked into crisis mode. Because when they have to talk,
they don't say things to deliberately upset the other people, because they need the other people for a solution.
Listen for that change in language, he says, as the reality of the budget cuts hits home, even, hopefully, for politicians. I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.